Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. I don't really mind contemporary Christian music, but I must confess that one of my pet peeves concerning this type of music is its propensity to focus on the one singing the song rather than Jesus Christ, our Savior. In fact, you can listen to some CDs of Christian contemporary music and never even hear the name Jesus mentioned. Instead, the emphasis is regularly placed upon the unholy trinity of me, myself, and I. This flaw often exposes itself in such phrases as, "You are worthy of my praise," or "I love you," or "I will exalt you," "I will lift you up." Phrases like this have always struck me as being a bit arrogant, as consciously or unconsciously, we seem to be placing ourselves and our judgments of value and worth above Almighty God, and that's a dangerous thing to do. He is Lord, and we are His servants. But the other day, while I was reading Psalm 30, I was struck by its first verse, which says, "I will extol you, O Lord." There it was, the Psalter, extolling or exalting God. But as I continued to read this verse, I saw why he could extol God. "For you have drawn me up, and not let my foes rejoice over me." David extols God, because God has drawn him up. David's exaltation of the Lord comes as a response to God's steadfast love for David, as he has delivered him from the midst of his enemies. This paints a beautiful picture. The verb "drawn up" is the same word that is often used when someone draws water from a well. It is the action of pulling something or someone towards you. The object starts off at a distance, but it ends up in the hands of the one drawing the object unto himself. Isn't that a wonderful description of what God has done for us? We are far away from God, dead in our trespasses, blind to His work, and deaf to His word. Often it seems that we are stuck at the bottom of the well of life, neck deep in the mire and the mud, sinking further down, until it seems we will just go under. But then the gospel message of Jesus Christ comes to us, latches on to us, and wenches us to safety. The love of God is demonstrated most perfectly through the sacrificial death of Jesus on the cross and His life-giving resurrection, for that is what draws us to our Heavenly Father. After all, didn't Jesus announce that, "I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people unto Myself"? His being lifted up on the cross has drawn people from all nations out of the mire and the muck of sin, and has delivered us from our enemies. Enemies such as sin, death, and the devil, who try to entrap us in their deadly quicksand. But Jesus delivers us, and He draws us up to God, and He forgives us, and He loves us. And because we have been drawn up into God's love, we can then extol God. Again, this is a wonderful picture, for the verb to extol means to lift something up and away from yourself. Perhaps, like a child out of a raging flood, you lift them up and place them safely on the rocks above the rushing water. It is an action that moves up and away from yourself, and that is exactly what praise is. It is taking our eyes off of ourselves and raising them up and away from ourselves and placing them firmly on Christ, who was lifted up for us. So I guess I can extol, exalt, lift up, and honor God, but I do so only as a response to His drawing me up unto Himself through the cross of Jesus Christ. "I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up, and you have not let my foes rejoice over me." Let us pray along with the 24 elders who bow before the throne of God in Revelation chapter 4. "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed, and they were created. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.